This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rick Brandt. And also back on the air, we have the one and only Bree Crenshaw. We are red hot and rolling. It is February the 15th, 2025, the day after Valentine's Day. And let's go around and say hello to everybody. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Well, I'm pulling out a booger in downtown Chattanooga. Just fine sight to see.
Okay. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great. Not as good as Walt is, but, you know, still doing great.
And Bree, how are we doing tonight, my lovely lady?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to correct you. My name is Bree Crenshaw-Zoe. I am now happily married, and I had a Valentine, and I had a great time last night.
Oh, well then, yeah. We can't have a married woman on this show.
That's too bad, too sad.
Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Kiba and the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department. Also to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and New York's strongest, as well as those living on Long Island, especially in the 2nd Congressional District. As always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, remember Police Officer Jeremy Labonte of the Roswell, Georgia Police Department. End of watch, February 7th, 2025. His killer is in custody and is alive. Also, yesterday was Valentine's Day. I want to talk about my wonderful Valentine's Day. I went on a Potomac River cruise. I went to a nice Italian restaurant in Old Town Alexandria. I went back to my place for a bubble bath, had some pink champagne, some chocolate and strawberries, and played some Luther Vandross and Teddy Pendergrass. So anyways, hope all yours was enjoyable as mine. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
Happy you were by you. Yourself, right?
Yeah. Anyways, so that was my enjoyable Valentine's Day by myself again. Anyways, first story we want to talk about, Kennedy is back serving the U.S. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been sworn in as the next Secretary of Health and Human Services, and of course the Democrats are still going back guano crazy. He's been a persona non grata since he did run for office against Joe Biden in the 2024 Democrat primary, and then since he refused to say he will not sue Big Pharma when he gets done as Secretary of Health and Human Services, people like Bernie Sanders and Pocahontas is consider him persona non grata. Mike, what say you about Robert F. Kennedy as the Health and Human Services Secretary?
Amazing. I'm glad it took forever to get him confirmed. Thank God he is now, though, but he's going to do an amazing job. It's more than overdue. You can end all that bloat, the corruption, the backdoor lobbying by all the pharmaceutical companies to push things that aren't good for anybody. You know, so you figure in about 5 to 10 years, you'll stop seeing those ads on TV constantly. Have you been injured by blah, blah, blah medication? You know, he'll actually set things back to where they should be. Real health, not just, you know, promoting medicine to people and a healthy lifestyle to keep them as customers.
Right. Walter, you're a mature man, absolutely jacked for a man your age. What say you about Kennedy running Health and Human Services?
Well, you know, it's a good thing. There's too many gullible people out here that, you know, look at those commercials in different ways than you know, regular people like us look at them. You know, the food, the drug, the food commercials, the drug commercials, the drink commercials. For some reason, people just aren't smart enough to know what to put in their body and be better for it, instead of putting something in their body because it looks flavorful or it looks like it could stop everything. You know, Kenneth coming on board, and thanks for calling me, you know, Buff. I got to tell you, you know, I'm not the best eater in the world. I don't eat the best food all the time, but I'm conscious most of the time of what I put in my body, and I try to do well. And I go to the gym, and I tell you, you know, I think going to the gym for the past 10 years has probably saved my life a few times. My battle cancer, my two COVID outs over the past 4 years. They really knocked me on my ass. And I believe had I not been healthier than some, you know, it could very well be having a memorial once a year for me on the show.
Right.
So, yeah.
But anyways, let me pass it over to Bree. Bree, you run Ultimate Don's Divas. You deal with the modeling industry. Has the modeling industry changed since, you know, we are the most heaviest and most unhealthiest time in America's life?
I believe so. I think that we have this movement called the hashtag body positivity movement. And I don't think it's a positive movement. I think it encourages people to be unhealthy and overweight. I think it encourages people to eat unhealthy, not go to the gym, just like the gentleman just said, Walter, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just said he has you don't have a nutritionist, but you are mindful of the things you put in your body because you are what you eat. I believe in that strongly. I diet more than I exercise. I would say 80% is diet and 20% is exercise. I do walk and I do exercise, not as much as I would like to. It's difficult, but I have a perfect BMI of 21.5. I would just like to say I'm 5'4 and I'm 125 pounds, and I'm very proud of that. I worked really hard to get to that place. And in terms of the mall industry, I think that we used to shame people for being overweight, and we wanted to encourage people to be underweight and show bones, and I know that's illegal now, but I think we've gone too far. I think we've gone too left, too liberal with that, and we are expecting people like Ashley Graham. I don't want to put out names, but Ashley Graham, she's body positivity. That's great and all, but she's fat. Okay, let's just call it is what it is. Okay, she's fat. And she's not something I want my children, my future children, because I'm married, my future children to model after and to aspire to be. I think that we should aspire to be healthy in our own bodies and be happy.
Right. You're absolutely right. And then, you know, once I ran into Ed and Danny, I said, man, I got to get my fat ass into shape, and which it's a work in progress. But
which you should.
Right. And it's important. And I'm happier and healthier and look better. And, you know, hopefully.
And you can wipe from the front to the back.
So, anyways, speaking of, you know, body positivity, one of our friends was in a fashion show with, you know, some plus size women, and you know, had the young lady look like a UFC fighter, just absolutely ripped, modeling on the same runway with these heifers. I'm like, oh my god! I was like the old Sesame Street song. One of these things don't look like the other. So, anyways, but if you look at if you go on the website, you see a clip of RFK Jr. doing push-ups. The man is 70, just absolutely jacked. Anyways. Anybody have anything else before we move to our next subject?
Well, I would like to hear what Walter has to say about body positivity. I'm actually very curious.
Body positivity? Well, you know, I'm pushing 67. I think I'm in good shape, but I got a dad's body. You know, it's not ripped or anything. And, you know, you got to be kind of comfortable in your own skin when you get to a certain age. However, you still have to be careful and be mindful of what you're putting in your body. You know, there were 30 years ago, there were baseball players smoking on the bench in the dugout. Okay. And, you know, doing cocaine in the locker room, you know, 40 years ago. So it's what you put into your body. And if you feel comfortable with the way you are, you don't have to work as hard as one might think, as long as you're good.
Right.
Amen.
Anyways, we come back. Pam Bondi sues the state of New York. Mike Rakebrand is moonlighting on another podcast. Also, Scoop Stan will be going to the Sexy Sweet Shootout. Stay tuned, everybody, to 75 Real. We'll be right back.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew, Mike Rakebrand, and the lovely Bree Crenshaw Zoo.
Hello, hello, hello.
Anyways, our next story. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi is not taking anything lying down. She said to the state of New York, so now you're next. What am I talking about? Pam Bondi went after the state of Illinois, and now she is suing the state of New York, Governor Kathy Hochul, Attorney General Letitia James, and the head of the DMV for limiting cooperation between local and federal authorities concerning federal immigration enforcement. For some reason in the state of New York, illegal immigrants are allowed to get driver's licenses. Now, also in the state of New York, you can use a driver's license to vote. And I'm going to tell you from experience that when you go vote in some of these districts, you see somebody well past the age of Walter and myself sitting at these huge books going through the voter rolls. And it's just an absolute mess. So anyways, of course, the governor and the attorney general is going to fight Uncle Sam concerning this immigration problem. But hopefully Pam Bondi does what she says she's going to do. Sherry told the DOJ to withhold money from sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, and any sanctuary jurisdictions because the simple crime of crossing the border without permission is a crime. So, anyways, Mike, since you're the last one in the state of New York, what say you about Pam Bondi going after the New York State?
I love it. Absolutely love it. New York is like the corrupt beating heart of the bureaucrat state and just corruption in general. It is completely a hot mess. We had, in Lee Zeldin's race against Hochul when she got in office, there were 340-something thousand more votes than there are voters in the state. You know, so make those numbers work. I can't figure it out. But there's just so much corruption throughout the entire system. And they've been obstructing ICE since I was on the job. You know, it's been like a constant thing. But you notice when she filed these lawsuits and everything, the very next day it was reported Hochul was going to try and get to the White House to talk to Trump, you know. So he's kind of like forcing their hand. He's forcing them to play ball. He's forcing them to do what they need to do. And Adams has been very vocal about cooperating with ICE and Homan and Trump and everybody else. And they're talking about trying to remove him now because how dare he go against the party line. But it's right. They use the illegal voters. They use them as illegal voters to steer the seats. You know, if you got rid of illegal voters between California and New York, they'd lose between somewhere around like 18 to 20 congressional seats.
Right.
Because of the census, if they stop counting them in the census. I mean, it's just, it's well beyond the point of ridiculous. It needs to be addressed, so I'm happy to see it done.
Right. Well, what say you about Pam Bondi sticking it to the state of New York?
Well, you know, it's well known that Eric Adams had not been a popular mayor in New York City. You know, he was at the top of the hill screaming at his lungs, you know, we're a sanctuary city in New York, and, you know, on and on and on. You know, then a reality check. So Mr. Abbott, Governor Abbott, started busing and sending people to New York by the busload, and it got overwhelming. And then, you know, Mr. Trump, he buddied up and shouldered up with Mr. Trump. And I mentioned this on the show before the election at the Al Smith dinner, where Trump was, you know, teasing him about, you know, maybe we can meet, you know, when neither of us are under indictment, that kind of thing. However, once, like Mike said, once Eric started to step away from the left and use his voice in regards to this influx of illegal immigrants, that's when indictments started to fall, you know, on his staff to begin with. You know, they'd walk up to him, go to their houses and just, you know, with warrants, take all their cell phones and their computers away from, you know, the chiefs and of the, you know, the upper echelon of the NYPD. And then finally, they hit Eric Adams on the street. They took his phone away, confiscated his computers, and, you know. So he is he's kind of like on the fence. We don't know which way he's going to fall. We've seen a number of Democrats flip over to the right side, and independents as well. You know, who knows? He may flip parties depending on how this turns out. I suspect Mr. Trump would give him a job. But then again, you know, Eric Adams is Eric Adams. It doesn't just say, hey, I'm going to be good now, to wash away anything that was done just a year or two or three ago. Okay. You know, from my point of view and what I did, now it's going to be 40 years. I think I've earned a spot on the clean slate. Eric Adams is trying to get on the clean slate a little bit too quick for my liking, but it is what it is. I'm glad that Pam Bondi stepped in. And in doing so, I think the bottom line is going to be the exposure of the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul.
Right. But the thing about Adams is, like, yeah, he's trying to buddy up to Trump, but also forget the indictments about the Turkish embassy and the upgrades on the his flight on Turkish Airlines. Look at everything that's been going on in the police department. He's had what, three commissioners in 3 years? A whole bunch of them are went down and got indicted. But anyways, you know, I think he's just trying to save his political ass because he has a re-election coming up. But anyways, Bree, what say you about the illegal immigrant crisis? Do we need to round them up and ship them out, or should we give them a path to citizenship, or what say you?
My personal opinion is that I think we should think about what they've done in this country and what they've done for us. They supply a lot of jobs. Supply and demand, I think that's incredible. If they are criminals, they should definitely be thrown out of the country. Definitely. If they are quote-unquote drug dealers or whatever, or murderers, I think they should be definitely thrown out of the country. I think it's a little unfair to have two parents come into this country. They shouldn't have come in here illegally. But if they have babies that are born into naturalization and they are natural citizens, I don't think it's right to have the parents thrown out and have the babies caged or living on their own. That's just my personal opinion. I think there's got to be some sort of compromise. Maybe there's dual citizenship. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, well, the only thing I have an issue with is that, you know, it's not a fault of the kids themselves. Also, birthright citizenship was for, you know, when the people that – when this country was originally – actually, no, it was for slavery. Because you had after the Civil War and the Emancipation Proclamation, the birthright citizenship became for the children of slaves.
Right.
So, anyways, but now, but you know.
But the thing is, it's different because I don't want to say Mexicans, but let's say Latinos, for example, they came over here by choice. Slaves did not come here by choice. We were dragged here, so they should have given us naturalization. For the children of the slaves, that should have happened anyway.
Right. So, but do you think that they should be birthright citizenship for parents for kids born here? You know, the parents cross the border without permission.
I don't think we should punish children, minors, anybody under 18. No, we should never punish them. But I do understand that there is a level to this, and they tend. God, I'm going to sound terrible saying this, but they tend to have a lot of children because a lot of them are Catholic and don't believe in birth control, and the birth rate is a little bit higher in their demographic, and that's just facts, so don't shoot me. But I think that there should be maybe a control of how many children they should even have like they do in China. I know that's taking it a little too far, right. But you can't just bring 100 kids over here and expect them to all get the same treatment. I don't believe in that. And I also have a problem personally with them voting. I don't think they should have rights to vote. If there's felons, there are African-American felons that are in jail for, you know, selling weed, and they're not able to vote because of weed. It's ridiculous. And I just don't think that... honestly, you know, if you're an immigrant and you're here illegally, that you should own a home and have a car and have a license. And I had to work my butt off. I couldn't even get financial aid growing up because my parents made too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very unfair because I didn't have jack shit. I didn't have anything. And I had to get myself together and make my own money. And I had to pay myself through college to get the education I have. I don't think education should just be handed out like Tic Tacs. Just, I'm sorry.
Well, very well spoken. Anybody else want to close before we go to next break? Walt, Mike?
You know, the thing with the anchor babies. Scoop said, you know, this was instituted in the Constitution 150 years ago. And the, you know, when the slaves were freed, now I'm not just talking about, you know, African-American slaves, there were white slaves too, and Latino slaves back then also. So it just doesn't refer to African-Americans. If they come here specifically to have a baby, and you can tell, send them all back.
All right. Okay. Anyways, we come back. Mike Rickbrandt is a TV star. Also, Scoop and Bree are going to some events. Stay tuned, everybody.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's extremely tough immigration policies have contributed to a tremendous decline in illegal border crossings. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports crossings have reached the lowest levels in decades.
During the first 18 days of President Trump's second term, federal agents arrested nearly 11,000 illegal immigrants. That surpassed the total number of apprehensions under former President Joe Biden. Additionally, the Trump administration successfully pressured Mexico to deploy 10,000 soldiers to the U.S.-Mexican border. That was following a threat to impose a 25% tariff. Ken Lorman reporting.
Biden administration leaving taxpayers on the hook for $23 billion for giveaways to illegal immigrants.
The Department of Health and Human Services ramped up grants for migrants from 2020 to 2024, which included cash assistance to buy cars, homes, and even build credit for startup businesses, according to a shocking watchdog report that found taxpayers were left on the hook for $22.6 billion. HHS's Office of Refugee Resettlement, which came under fire last year for having lost track of 32,000 migrant children in the U.S., handed out the high sum to a host of nonprofits, effectively acting as a giant magnet for those crossing the U.S. border and claiming asylum. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, eggs still skyrocketing.
The price has gone up so much until people are having to make a decision. Am I going to have eggs, you know? And we tell them it's like sticker shock. But we get it, but we're lucky to even be able to get them because some places can't even get them, but you're getting them at a premium.
Wyoming health officials say an older woman is hospitalized with bird flu. It is beginning to spread now. Officials say to a few human beings. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts.
Hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton here with Walter, Mike, and our guest, Bree Crenshaw, once again, wants to dare to come on 7-5 Radio. Anyways, as always, we love to talk about ourselves on 7-5 Radio for everything that we do on 7-5 Radio because this world has nothing but haters. Earlier this week, our own Mike Regbrand appeared on the No BS News with Charlie LaDuff, which is an absolute shock to us because we were never notified by either Charlie or Mike. But anyways, Mike, take it away. What was it like being on the No BS News with Charlie LaDuff, and what did you talk about?
Charlie's awesome. It was a great show. It was a lot of fun. And Charlie's working on a case. He's working on a story about basically the choice mayor is running for governor there in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been cooking the books on the crime stats, which it's nothing new to any of us, right? We all know how that goes. You know, they try and push the numbers down. They reclassify crime, all that stuff. But he's working on numbers. He's working on a story about that. But the thing is, they're reclassifying homicides, and they're hiding their homicide numbers. And quite a few of them over the years, actually, quite a few, to try and make it look like he drove the crime, you know, the violent crime rate in Detroit down. But the underlying numbers, when you look at them, it indicates like it's actually probably 25 times higher than it is nationwide, just based upon how many justifiable homicides are having to be committed in that jurisdiction, you know, by people who are just defending themselves. That's an insane number. It's just an insane, insane number to have that many people have to, you know, kill somebody to defend themselves. That's a really good indicator of how really violent it is there. So Charlie's got a tremendous story on that. He's really done a lot of work on it. I helped him in the background with some of the finding some of the numbers and kind of compiling the statistics and getting it all together for him, a little bit of the groundwork on that stuff, and then some of the context of how they actually go about hiding those numbers and what they do to kind of shift it around and make it look better. So I came on, I spoke about that. It was a great show, great time. He did bring up something that most people should be talking about. A young woman there that was homeless and had sought out services from the city to get an apartment, to get someplace for her and her children. They were living in a van. She was calling multiple times, starting like around like October, November of last year. Well, fast forward a little bit recently, and two of her children froze to death in the van overnight in Detroit. You know, so now the finger pointing starts there, right? Everybody blames everybody else. Well, you were supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. But the point is, two of her children died, and this woman's now destroyed. You know, her family's destroyed. And it's just the worst kind of failing, you know? So it's a great show. He really does bring out a lot of truly important information and stories to people that they should be talking about and aware of, you know? So phenomenal time. I love Charlie.
Right. We do, too, even though he sometimes gets his Fruit Looms in a bunch. Of course, Walter was the first one from the show to appear on the show, and it was just absolutely amazing. You've appeared. Gary Byrne appeared. For some reason, he doesn't invite me on the show. I wonder why. But you mentioned, like, they're hiding the numbers for homicide. How are they hiding a body?
Well, they do it a lot of ways, right? They'll like, in the NYPD, for instance, right, you know, they'll make it an investigate-aided. They'll make it, you know, a suicide, or they'll make it undetermined or whatever the case. You know, there's all kinds of ways to do it. If it's a multiple homicide, they can count it as one incident rather than the individual homicide numbers itself. So if five people get killed and they count it as one incident, now it's of one instead of five, you know?
What?
There's all kinds of little tricks and games they play to make these numbers, you know, what they want them to be, which is honestly vile, sick, just wrong, you know? It's like the worst kind of corruption. I mean, the NYPD got pinged on that multiple times, right? You know, for doing that by the feds. You know, they had to take their funding away for doing
right.
it. So.
Now Mike, when you were...
Good.
When you were on the job, did you have to juke the stats in terms of bodies?
No, we wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. You know what they do beyond you, though. When you make, you can file your stuff or whatever, and they'll change it down somewhere else. You know, somebody else along the way will do it. Somebody in admin.
Right, or the bosses. Walt, what say you about Mike's appearance on nationally recognized podcast and working the stats?
Well, yeah, I agree with, you know, kudos to you, Mike, for being on that show and putting up with Charlie for about an hour or so, one-on-one. He's something else when he really gets into it. But like you said, his points are valid and they're true. And when he points out that, you know, this woman asked for, you know, assistance, you know, from the city, she's sleeping in the van and it's, you know, 0 degree weather outside, and her two children froze to death. You know, like I said, the fingers are pointing all around, but who's to blame? Who's to blame? And I hope it works out for this family, because in this case, you know, it's a difficult thing. And I usually say the word sticky when there are suspect with the establishment. It gets sticky, and it's going to stay sticky for a while. Mike's, you know, talked about the stats, you know, like I never had a boss tell me, you know, put that down as a suicide or anything. If it was a murder or an accidental death, that was up to the ME's office. And who does the ME work for? ME works for the city. So, you know, undetermined, accidental, things like that, exposure. Under the term exposure, you know, the guy might have been exposed to 6 bullets to the head. So, you know, it's what the city wants. It's how they get more money and more funding, by cooking the books as far as homicides and arrests go. So, you know, dead on with that, Mike.
Right. Mike, any final thoughts?
Yeah, it's important, right? So both with this woman who lost those children needlessly, and with like the police departments around the country that are cooking the books or playing games with these numbers and trying to twist things or whatever, it's important that people pay attention to these things. It's important that people get out and actually speak about these things. These are the real protests that should be happening. These are the real things that should be challenged. You know, this is the actual information you would need to know what's really going on in your own communities, you know, so you can make informed decisions and actually vote or push for changes that make things actually improve. You know, so these are critical, important issues, and you know, Walt nailed it. Walt's right. You know, it's the finger pointing and the blaming and all that stuff. But that, at the end of the day, who cares? It happened. Make sure it doesn't happen again. Fix it. You know, so.
Right. But here's a question for both of you gentlemen. Both of you appeared on the No BS News with Charlie Duff. Both of you did a bang up job. Why won't Charlie have me on the show?
He said no sex offenders.
Yeah. He didn't want those green nipples on his show.
Right. Okay. Anyways. But I wouldn't want to go to a show anyways. What am I going to talk about? Myself? 7-5 Radio? But anyways, speaking of 7-5 Radio, next week I will be at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, at the Gaylord Resort in Oxon Hill, Maryland. I'm not sure who else is going to be there, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to be there. Last year I was with I met two of my friends, Brenda and Diane. Couldn't have been any nicer. I had the best time of my life. Also, I bumped into Alessandra Griffith, who has also been a guest on the show. She's going to be there one way or another. But anyways, folks, go to CPAC.org, get your tickets, get your hotel room. I don't care who's talking. I don't even know if Trump is being booked, but we will be there. I'll probably be on Sam Bushman's show, Libby Roundtable, during the day, trying to grab some guests. Last year we went and we booked Caroline Leavitt, who is now Trump's press secretary at the White House. I did send out an email to the White House requesting that I do speak to interview Ms. Levin again for either Sam's show or our show. But I will be doing the show live at CPAC next Saturday night. I don't know if I'll be at an after party or in my room by myself again.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the purpose of this event?
It's the political. It's a conservative political action conference. You have a whole bunch of conservatives come around, give speeches, meet people, have a good time. I like to go there and party because, I mean, I went last.
What are you getting out of it?
I get to
booze.
Yeah, that's about it. The end.
No. Well, ain't nothing wrong with getting free booze. I'm drinking a Breeze, a hooch here right now. But
it ain't no hooch. Yeah. This is a good beer.
Right, but no.
Wait till Elon Musk gets into it and CPAC.
Oh boy,
going away too.
No, I go there. I meet some awesome people. I try to get some guests. Yeah.
And how
guests.
Much is the government paying for that? I don't think I want my tax dollars going for that. I'm gonna call Elon.
Elon Musk.
No, it's a private
event. Tweet him.
You need to buy your tickets. Go to CPAC.org. Check us out, 75radio.org. Anyways, we'll come back. We'll talk about the sexy, sweet shootout with Bree Crenshaw.
Yay.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
The runner on third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on. Strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids. Long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you, you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20-plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. And during those very important commercials, I was looking at, once again, the Instagram account of one Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at danellarodriguez.model on Instagram. And also, our own Sean Bergen, he's got an Instagram account at TheSeanBergen on Instagram. Anyways, our save the best for last. Bree Crenshaw is going to talk about the sexy, sweet shootout on Saturday, March the 1st. She was going to have it next week on the 22nd, but since yours truly will be at CPAC, she had to move it to the 1st. Bree, what is the...
That was not the reason.
Oh, it was a reason.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
We don't care about you that much. But the point was, it was a lot of competing events that day. DC Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, poker event, a couple of things. But the point is, I'm amazing. I have the most original and unique events. And The Sexy Suite Shootout is going to be held on March 1st. It's from 3 to 11. We have the daylight portion of it, and then we have the nighttime portion of it, and we have the spicy time. So if you are vanilla and you are coming into it with just your brand, you can come and get your headshots and your body shots for it's a photo shoot event and a networking event. And if you want to come and get love advice or get relationship courses and in intro to foreplay, that is awesome. We will have a raffle. We have everything from date night to spa kits to 90-minute massages from a licensed massage therapist. All of this is legal. All of this is fun. It's BYOB. We will have a charcuterie board, pastas, meatballs, some food, free food. And you get a free raffle ticket with your ticket. But it will be exclusive and VIP, so you must get a ticket to secure the venue and to get the address.
Okay. Who else is going to be at this amazing event on Saturday, March 1st?
Ian Williams of DC Fashion Week will be there. Dan Ruttenberg will be there. We have a lot of heavy hitters that will be there. Chef LeBoy will be there. Pretty Cooks will be there. We have Kristen Linder, who is a big photographer. And we have Uncommon Human, is a big designer. They will be there. So it's going to be amazing. Everyone will be there but Oprah.
But I heard you have a big one of the biggest talk shows on Saturday night, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, going to be there also doing a live broadcast.
Well, obviously, you're going to be there.
That's right. 7-5
Radio. 7-5 Radio will be there. We are so excited.
Yep. So why is Dan Ruttenberg going?
Dan Ruttenberg is a personal friend of mine, and right. I've supported a lot of his events, and he supported mine as well, and he's a great friend of mine, and I love him to death.
Is he getting free legal advice?
No, he does not do that.
Oh. But
I got a lawyer, so I'm good. Oh. I got a couple lawyers.
Yeah, I met Dan. He's having an event also on the 22nd. He's having
that's another reason why we moved.
A charity poker event in Tyson's Corner in Virginia. I'll post that on the website.
We Will Survive Cancer will be there, and also Dan's Poker Players Who Care will be there,
as well as 75 Raiders. So what? So is it a networking event? Is it a thing for like headshots for fashion or for people who need the headshots or
people who need headshots, body shots? If you have a LinkedIn profile, a dating profile, a professional portfolio, if you need to get that expanded and get it done well, we will provide that for you. And you can also stay and pay to play.
We pay to play what?
Pay to play, because after 7 p.m. it's going to get more spicy.
Like what?
And we are going to have ladies in lingerie and men in business suits, and we are going to have shower shows. We're going to have a jacuzzi. We're going to have indoor and outdoor scenes. It's going to be a beautiful event. It's going to be sexy and classy, but it's going to be spicy.
Wow.
Scoop don't have that kind of coin.
Well, no, I'm part of the entertainment, so I get in for free. But I thought you
you and those green nipples.
At least you didn't mention the G-string.
It's BYOB. We're not doing bartenders this time.
Oh, so
bring your own boobs.
Yeah, bring your own boobs.
No boobs. Bravo, Oscar, Bravo, Sierra. Not Bravo, Oscar.
Bring your own liquor. Bring your own shit. The end.
Well, that's the second FCC violation this hour. So wait. Oh, okay, let's get the spicy stuff. Okay, you got the hot tub, and I will not repeat not where. What, Walter?
Scoop is getting a Woody. Scoop's getting a Woody.
Ooh.
Why would you say that?
He wants to talk about that spicy stuff.
It's getting spicy after 7, so if you want to just keep it professional, you can.
That's close.
You're gonna have to come before 7.
So,
he'll probably do that.
I got the joke.
Okay, so after 7 o'clock, it gets spicy. Women, so you have ladies running around in lingerie?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Well, and guys, don't forget, Scoop, if you come before 7 o'clock, you're useless after.
We're doing love advice from Bree, and we're doing a relationship courses with Emily and Chris.
All right. So, well, I don't need any love advice because I'm by myself, as usual.
Yeah, exactly why you need love advice.
How do I need love advice?
Because
you're going to die alone. I don't want you to die alone. That's all I'm saying.
I don't need any love. I mean, I'm permanently, I'm what do you call it?
A single bachelor, you're happy. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not happy.
No, you're not.
But anyways. So we got love advice from Bree, who's been happily married for over a year. In women lingerie and scooping it, well, without his green nipples. So anyways.
Scoop's going to come and he's going to find love, and I'm going to help him do it.
And I'll be doing 7-5 radio live.
Can't wait.
I should find what?
You should find love first.
Find love first. I believe in that. Amen.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Cause,
before he comes.
Oh, Lord. He done went there.
Anyways, it should be a good time. So, anyways.
It's March 1st. Go on eventbrite.com and look up Sexy Sweet Shootout with your girl Bree Crenshaw, followed by Ultimate Dons and Divas Entertainment Company. You will not want to miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime event. It's 3 events in one, and you want to be there.
And 7-5 Radio will be there.
That's right.
I'll be doing the show live. So, but hopefully, at 10 o'clock, you still have some ladies there, not all dudes, because you know
I'm not gonna have a sausage fest. Period. Nah, it's gonna be models. We got models and OnlyFans girls coming too.
Hey, all right. What?
Was that too much?
No,
it's true.
No, because I've been, I got a friend Carl who lives in the area, and he throws parties. And it is a sausage fest like you never believe.
Not me.
I'm
a lady that knows how to bring the ladies.
Outstanding. Because, I mean, a couple times it's like 7 females and like 25 dudes. I'm like,
no.
Carl, you got to do better. So, anyways, that's unfortunate.
Send him to me.
Well, he's married. Just how everybody knows is like a dude. Anyways, and then, of course, the 7 ladies, they're with 7 dudes. So, anyways. So it's a way to network and meet people and get your headshots and listen to 7-5 Radio. And do I got to get dressed up?
Yep. You got to come in a business suit.
All right. Well, I'll wear what I usually wear because there's a picture of me at CPAC last year talking to the
– Yeah.
Because with that tie
– Go dye your hair too.
What do you dye my hair?
Dye your hair black.
Well, I dye my hair gray.
No, dye your hair black.
I dye my hair black.
You should do it.
No. at least, I mean, I got gray hair. Mike's got gray hair. Walter, he's follically challenged, but he doesn't need a hair.
I think you're challenged.
Follically challenged?
No, I just think that in general, you're challenged. Right. You don't want to do anything I tell you to do.
Well, I got a haircut. I dress nice.
Your man's great.
I like your sideburns.
Thank you.
Your manscape?
Yeah. Did you manscape?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Well, your husband's right there. I got it done at Joe's Barbershop.
Oh God.
I got a fade and a wax in the barber chair. If you saw the people walking outside looking inside the barber.
Well, maybe you can send me a picture later. Nah, that's cool.
That's all right. Anyways, well, you got anything to save this segment, or just we're just going to keep going off the cliff?
I think I've said enough about you.
yeah, we're definitely going over the cliff at this point.
What's Mike got to say? He's been pretty quiet in the background.
I think Mike, he was he's at work. He's got to go chase he's chasing a guy that stole a bottle of wine from CVS. Anyways, for Walter Yerkew and the missing Mike Wright Brand and Bree Crenshaw, this is
Peter.
This is Peter Scoop State. Reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week at CPAC, everybody.
Good night, y'all.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.